So we just have to figure out which one.
How many of those accounted?
That's okay. Because when we got the folder, was it from Stephanie that came where it said 1-141?
Mm-hmm. She went to get the numbers.
But there may have been, I don't know if there was.
So the thing is we've got to figure out if somebody had a number in the middle of those numbers. Can you go look on the, I put them by name.
Right.
See if there's anything that shows up with another number that should have gone in the middle there. Can you look at that? I put that
right.
In the BOE folder.
I didn't name all of the.
I know, but we put.
Ones, but I did look at all of them.
But if you pull up all the names. And that there's a folder with those, but then everything underneath it, it'll be in order. And if there was something that fits between 1 and 141, we'll be able to pull that out. There is a method to my madness.
Okay. In the meantime, what about these two hotels? S&S, Grand Plaza, isn't that Combs? Or is that some, no, that's somebody different.
These are all of them from the motion we made, all of the numbers.
Okay, these are all the BOE numbers.
Yes. And they're. Some are missing because it depends on when we get them.
Okay.
So yeah, if we didn't get all of them or if there was...
Okay. And there are 37 of these? Is that right? Is that what you said?
I can count them.
She counted each individual from 137. She's going in because I have them in numerical order.
Well, she's got them here too.
Yeah, we have them right here for our motion.
Sure.
So we're good.
738 all right. And 39.
Yes, sir.
And 40.
Mr. We're still on line, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Come on in. Come on.
Are you
in
here?
Yes.
I'm Susan.
And I should mention Ms.
Jackson. Is this S&S?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to come up here to the...
So this is what I'm showing.
Okay. This is a change in valuation. Or this is a valuation appeal?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's all right. I'm just trying to pull up.
Okay. Year was that?
2019. He had sales comparison approach. He had income capitalization.
How many
approach.
Rooms do you have over there?
It's
104. 104?
Yes.
Okay.
Susan, have you seen that one from 2019?
She just handed me that.
I'm sorry? Oh, she handed
yes.
you that.
Yes. I gave okay. that to you, and then... No, we had 102 rooms. He's got 104. Again, we both tried to do the financials, but it just didn't work out because he was busy and he couldn't catch me and I couldn't catch him. So I'm just gonna stick what I have and
okay.
wait for what you say.
What is the did we change or did you accept what Jeske did back in 2019?
I believe that was this the motel where you guys went to the state tax commission?
Back in 2019, yes.
Yeah, they went to
so,
the
So, and
tax
Mr. Jeske did this back in 2019, and did they find one of these values? Did they use one of these values, or what did they do?
They did, and then they also had the revenue-based approach in the state. That's the one that we did in 2019 for the appeal, for sure.
Okay, but do you know what, well, I guess it'll say on the list. What that value was.
I believe for the last 2 years was that value for Mr. Jeske's appraisal.
So our value is $2,701,928. for 2019 and 2020.
2,701,000 what? 928?
701,928, which would have been their STC. And then they came again in 21, which would have been a COVID year, and went down to 2,430. And so the assessor starts at, you know, if you figure what the 2019 value was, we reassessed. They've gone up slightly to give us the 3,241,000.
Well, it's not slightly from 21 because that was the COVID year too. So you're using the 2007 or the 2,007,000, and then you've gone up slightly.
Correct. We're going with the 2019 number because there was a lowering for COVID, not for the
right.
The hotel itself.
Okay, what's the basis of it going up from the 2007? In other words, the original number. Go ahead.
Updated condition for all structures, updated class for structures 1 through 5, and components for structures 2 through 5, and of course they sketched it. And so that was done August 22.
Okay. And I apologize. Tell me your name again.
My name is Neil.
Neil?
Neil.
Okay. Neil, you understand in 21 that we, and I think you were in here, we kind of applied a kind of universal COVID discount when somebody came in on these. And so since we're out of that, we've been looking at these more, you know, what were the values before and what's changed. And we're looking at, from a sales standpoint, do you see any discrepancies on what a hotel like this would be going for?
So when I
do you have any your evidence at this point though is Mr. Jeske's appraisal 4 years ago now, right?
Okay. That
That's the most recent appraisal we have.
Sure. And, you know, fortunately, values have gone up some. I'm just trying to figure out what.
Well, when I do my approach to it, it came up at 2.4. However.
That appraisal.
That's where it was.
Two.
In 21, which
obviously was the COVID year, which
open.
Which we brought down, but you're using a per-room rate is basically.
Per-room rate, but if you go with a 2,700 to her value, which would be the before COVID, that's raising it 539,000 over a period of 4 years. Well, 2 years, I'm sorry. Three.
And that's where I came into a problem when I was doing financials, because for the last 2 years, it shows capital improvements of about 100,000 each year.
Okay.
And so
it was more for the last year, I would say, and we did. But what has happened is 2021, pretty much most of the properties in the town, like they had the best year ever. We, of course, did that too. But last year, we ran into several issues, and the revenues were just not. You know, if we just go look at more of go along the lines with the revenue scale for the comparison, it's we didn't keep up to our expectations for last year. Also, we ran into some of the supply chain challenges for getting the room FF&E in on time, and that pushed us back and when on how much we could operate to. A couple of the recent sales. Just very close to where our property is. One of them had a actually lower sale than what that was bought right across the street from us last year. And there's one right across, which is adjoining to our property, is I think they had to file a bankruptcy. But anyway, that's just the most extreme close to properties from us. Compare the valuations.
Okay. Do you know what properties he's talking about?
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind to reveal the name. Yeah. I think they were here too. But there was one across the street. It was a Grand View. They had a lower sale, like the property got sold last year. And then I think supposedly an apartment companies are coming over, but the windmill.
Windmill. Okay.
And I think that was closed.
So, and she did try to do the, you did try to work with his numbers. Is that what you'd said?
Yeah, I was trying to do the financials with him. And like I said, he's so busy. I was busy. And it was like a three-week period we were trying to do this. But, again, the questions I had turned out to be the renovations. Like I said, they were stuck in different spots. But because we'd had his financials from before, they kind of stuck out. That there shouldn't have been 100-something in these different slots for no reason. And those are capital improvements. So that's all I can figure. So.
Okay, so this has gone up $500,000 since the 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the property, so it's about a 20% increase from 2000. Yeah, about a 20% increase is basically over the last about a four-year period, which from a sales standpoint, I don't know what hotels.
Yeah, I think my gut from the numbers that I'm running, that value should be 2.8 instead of 3.2 total.
And you're running that at?
Room and land.
What per room are you looking at, though? Because I think their class went up too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Class on the
building.
Yeah,
and right now.
Once they made the upgrades.
Right. One of the things was the class. It's a completely brick. I'm trying to think.
That's usually.
I did the calculation right now. He says there's 104 rooms. I thought there was 102. But right now he's at $31,170 per room. If you use the numbers we have with the number of rooms he just said they have.
So, and I used 24 just because of the improvements.
3241
versus 22.
702.
Plus the land at 3.
702 divided by 104. Yeah, 31,170 per room.
Do we have any pictures?
Do we have any pictures of the property?
I'm not sure. Okay, it's all brick.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah. Except one of the conference, that building right there.
Right. Newer.
Give a motion.
I would make a motion that we adjust the total approximate value, appraised value, from 3241702 to 2.8 million.
Okay. 2.8. Mm-hmm. That's like 100,000 more than the appraisal back in
2019.
They put a couple hundred thousand in improvements in it. So would you accept an amendment of 29 or 2009, 900,000?
I would amend my motion to be 2.9 based on that.
All right, I'll second that. All right, there's been a motion to reduce the value to $2,900,000. I seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You'll get a decision out from the board. It was reduced down to $2,900,000. you're in that range.